And we're still following the aftermath of the deadly floods in Louisiana. High water around Baton Rouge and Lafayette has left at least 13 people dead and damaged about 40,000 homes. The flooding has stopped everyday life in its tracks for many people, including students. Warren Drake is the superintendent of the East Baton Rouge Parish School System. It's the state's second largest, and he joins us now by Skype. Mr. Drake, I'm sure this is a very difficult and busy time for you and your community, so thank you for taking the time.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to get out to the nation. The hurt and anxiety going on here in Baton Rouge, it definitely is a once-in-a-lifetime event that's happened here, and it affects a lot of people.
Well, tell us how it affects your schools. You have 82 schools in your district, and I understand a lot of them are still closed.
Yes, every school is still closed at this point. We have 9 schools that have been completely flooded. We have started restoration efforts in those schools. And about 34% of our employees, 6,000 employees, have been affected in some way by either flooding or being displaced from their homes.
What is the condition of those schools? You say 9 of them are completely flooded. Is the water still in the buildings?
The water is not in the buildings. The water has receded and is moving downstream, but you can imagine what is left after a school has been flooded. Depending on the amount of water in a school, some of them were 4, 5, 6 feet deep. That school is completely destroyed. Technology, furniture, equipment, everything is destroyed. That will take months and months. We're aiming at a January reopening on those schools. There are a few schools that had from 3 inches to a foot of water in. That is a little bit different. We can get in there and try to restore that school and have it open in several weeks.
And it's not just the buildings, I'm sure. You have school buses that I imagine were damaged, shipments of food that need to make it, you know, out of refrigerators in the cafeteria. We heard on Morning Edition today from a librarian who's trying to dry out 10,000 books that are molding in the library. This is the start of your school year. So how do you make up for the disruption that it's causing, you know, at a very important time for you?
Well, yesterday we got good news and bad news. The good news is that child nutrition is in good shape. Our freezers did not flood. Our fleet of trucks that delivers is not flooded. So we're good on child nutrition. Of course, we depend on deliveries for our food, and that may be somewhat sporadic. Also, in transportation, that's our biggest challenge right now. We have drivers, 600 drivers that are all over our parish. And we can only get in touch with 219 of them right now. That will be a challenge when we start school next Wednesday.
And that makes me think this is not just a crisis for the schools. This is a crisis for the community as a whole. Your faculty members, your staff, your teachers, not to mention the students and their families, many of them have lost their homes, their livelihoods. How are you accounting for that? As you get back into school, there's a lot of trauma out there in your community.
There absolutely is. You know, we call the human capital piece is the piece that is tragic. The psychological and the emotional piece here and the physical needs with our employees are something that our principals are reaching out to. I got an email from a principal just a little while ago saying that they're getting their staff together. They're working in homes to help those who've been flooded. And I mean, they just have to tear out everything. And there's no contract. There's no people to help. So really, they have to do it themselves with the help of our staffs.
Finally, I want to ask you, sir, you're going to need a lot of help from the state and federal governments. Are you getting what you need so far?
Yes, we had a call with the State Department of Education last night. The governor has declared this area a disaster, as well as I think the president. And so, so far, we are in pretty good shape in that way. We will need probably transportation through buses, and we will probably need portable buildings as we move forward.
Warren Drake is the superintendent of the East Baton Rouge Parish School System. Mr. Drake, thank you, and best of luck to you as you figure out this recovery.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the opportunity to let the nation know what our situation is.